path to building superintelligence requires us to unlock the most fundamental secrets of the universe.
Intelligent machines will soon allow us to conquer our most intractable challenges.
To develop new methods for the early detection of cancer.
To build a better future for all of us.
Simply put, to save lives.
Once online, its analytical power will be greater than the collective intelligence of every person born in the history of the world.
Professor?
What did you do?
Take out the cores.
Revolutionary independence from technology, Rift.
They hit AI labs all over the country.
They're determined to stop any attempt at what you call transcendence.
Looks like Wally Pfister found a way to transcend this into an even more boring-ass film than what fucking After Earth delivered. I mean, fuck, this movie was boring. God damn. How can something that sounds cool on paper or even in the trailers be this goddamn boring? I mean, Jesus Christ, people, I'm talking about transcendence here. Directed by Wally Pfister, of course, who's one of Christopher Nolan's boys, cinematographer. I just looked it up right now. Fucking Christopher Nolan was an executive producer on this film? Jesus Christ. Man, your producing credits ain't that great, man. After seeing Man of Steel, now this, dude, you need to stop. Just please, okay? But, got Will Caster, getting a plot synopsis here. Will Caster, played by Johnny Depp. He's a famous researcher, and I think he works in the field of artificial intelligence. He's working to create a machine that combines the collective intelligence of everything ever known with the full range of human emotions, preferably an AI, of course. His experiments made him famous. I mean, there's even a scene where this chick says, "Hey, can I get your autograph?" Oh, you, and Paul Bettany's scared. He's like, "Oh, you got fans now." It's like, first of all, scientists don't have fans, okay? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what they do. They don't have fans. So that came out of nowhere. I was already rolling my eyes at that point. His obviously, his works made him famous, but it also made him a target to these anti-technology extremists who set up this plan to take out every damn AI specialist in the country, I guess. I got that group kind of lost me. I don't know what the fuck their deal was. And then Johnny Depp gets shot by, I know I've seen this guy before, but I can't remember his fucking name. Because you know why? Oh, because his name is Lucas and nobody fucking knows. He's just a background character these days. But he pretty much shoots Johnny Depp. And then shoots himself. But he apparently laced a bullet with some radioactive shit. How the fuck do you lace a bullet with some radioactive? Going off and around already. So he laced a bullet with radioactive, which was killing Johnny Depp's character, Will Caster, slowly. But I guess what was, it's pretty ironic here, what they were trying to kill, actually they became the catalyst for him to succeed in being a participant in his own transcendence, which they say like three times in the fucking movie. Got a wife, Evelyn, played by Rebecca Hall. Best friend and both researchers, Mike Waters, played by Paul Bettany. They're throwing the questions. I mean, the wife is just pretty much, she's just dick sprung. That's all that shit is. She seriously cannot let this man die. So she comes with the plan. Hey, there's technology here. You've been experimenting on monkeys that you can transfer pretty much your brain, I guess your brain thoughts and all that shit to an artificial intelligence here. Which, by the way, if he's done it before, he's never brought it up. They don't even talk about it at all. That wasn't even part of his research. So that just kind of gets thrown in there somehow. I mean, they play very loosely with what they throw in here. Then you got Paul Bettany's character, who's acting his ass off in this movie. I don't know why he was acting his ass off, because Johnny Depp in the movie, well, let me just finish the plot synopsis here. So they pretty much transfer his mind, his thoughts into the machine, which, what's bitch's name? Rebecca Hall. She's kind of like, that's my husband. She's rubbing the screen and every goddamn thing. That bitch is horny in this fucking movie. And you got Paul Bettany's character who's just like, no, that's not him. Because the first word, when they get him up-booted or rebooted online, his first word is, I need more power. Tap me into the bank vaults and shit like that. I was like, why the fuck do you need access to bank vaults? And then you ask that question, but then you kind of see he does transfer some funds over to Rebecca Hall as she's on the run from these extremist groups. I mean, they try to set up... Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, they try to set up Johnny Depp's character as if he's the villain of the movie, like he's evil. But yet they never have him do really anything evil in the film. I mean, he's helping people. Now, granted, these people who he's clearing with the nanites. You know, some people can't see, some can't walk, some are dying. He cures them with that. Now, granted, he can control a little piece of their bodies whenever at will he feels like it. But at the same time, it's like they were pretty much down defeat anyway. And there's even a scene where fucking he tells Morgan Freeman's character, who plays the same goddamn character now he plays in every fucking movie. I don't know what the fuck Morgan Freeman was doing in this film, because I don't even know what his job title was. He went from scientist to pretty much FBI agent at the end of the film. So he pretty much tells Morgan Freeman character, these people all came willingly. I didn't tell them to come. I didn't force them to come. They just saw a miracle happen where this man was dying. I helped them. They all came here for the same treatment. So, hey, fuck it. I'm not trying to spread this around the world or anything like that, but I'm curing people here. So now they're trying to figure out whether or not if he's a threat or not. That's pretty much the plot there. Let me just get in Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is fucking boring in this film. Now, granted, some people are saying, but he's a machine. Yeah, he doesn't become a machine till about 25, 30 minutes into it, because the movie's about 2 fucking hours, too goddamn long. He becomes a machine 25 minutes later, but even in the beginning half, he was still acting like a goddamn machine. There were times where his dialogue, I couldn't understand a word he was fucking saying, because he was slumming it. I thought it was a nice change to see Johnny Depp without the crazy-ass makeup or wig or anything like that. I was just like, so that's what he looks like, huh? See how he acts now. And I thought this was his laziest acting I've seen. Well, granted, I've been seeing his laziest acting almost every year now, but I don't know. This film pretty much took him back where I was just like, man, maybe you aren't that good of an actor as you thought. Because seeing here, I was looking at him like, he is slumming it like a motherfucker. I mean, he's almost as if he didn't want to fucking be there in the first fucking place. But whatever. And even when he becomes a machine, I'll defend him on that one, that he is part machine now, I guess. So I'm assuming that's the whole point of his dialogue, of how he's delivering it. But he was doing that shit in the first half of the film too, so I don't know what the hell. Rebecca Hall. Rebecca Hall, you have the same damn expression on your face that I ain't seen you in every goddamn movie. I mean, there is really no range to your acting. Even when she's angry, it's just the still same expression on her face. I mean, the woman is gorgeous, and I think she can be a good actor, but she's just not given much to do in here. The writing, Jack Pagelin is who I believe wrote this film. He does not know how to fucking write characters in this fucking film. This is his first time writing too as well. I don't think he's done anything else besides this. I looked it up. Yeah, he has not done anything else besides this. I think he might have wrote on TV shows, Battlestar Galactica. Not sure, but this is his first big role movie. And I can tell right off the bat, he does not know how to write characters. Because Rebecca Hall, she's given nothing to do but sit there and cry that's my husband or whatever. The movie tries to ask questions about, like, you know, you want to play God or something like that. And I guess it's trying to collect on that religious cash now. But never once did I get the feeling like, why don't we just let things go? The movie plays it too damn safe. It never goes over the extreme of asking these questions. It has a lot of questions, but no answers. And I think the movie falls flat on its ass when it does that. And then you get this anti-technology extremist group here who they're talking about, no, we're the good guys. he has to be stopped because of this. They're kidnapping people, murdering people, and kidnapping Paul Bettany and whatever, and beating his ass until he tells him the code. It's just like, fuck you guys. I'm not going to help you. I mean, personally, I didn't know who I was rooting for. I don't know who the character I'm supposed to be following here or who can I trust or anything like that, which can be good for some films if the mystery is good. But the story is so goddamn half-assed and watered down to the point where you don't necessarily care. And the stuff they are talking about, which I thought was going to be the most interesting part of the movie, had me falling asleep a little bit. I was bored because I don't think any actor in here was holding it enough to the point where it made me give a fuck. Cillian Murphy comes in. He looks weird as a cop. I got you. And then, like I said, you got Kate Mara in here playing Bree. Morgan Freeman, obviously, plays Tagger. Supposed to be a friend of Johnny Depp. I will admit that there was a funny part. It kind of woke me up a little bit just to see where this mystery go. But Rebecca Hall's character, once her and robot Johnny Depp built this technological sanctuary, if you will, they invite Morgan Freeman over and Cillian Murphy over to check out things, see how things go. And they find out that Johnny Depp's character, Will Caster, is still alive. And they check out this place. Oh, okay. This looks interesting. Hey, we're gonna leave now. We'll be back. He hugs Rebecca Hall's character, gives her a little note that says, run the fuck away from this place. I didn't laugh, but it kind of woke me up a little bit because it made the mystery a little bit more interesting to see where it was going to go. And, oh, okay, this guy really isn't who he is anymore. But then after that, the third act just becomes so fucking, I don't want to say generic, but cliched, I guess. And then they try to throw in this little twist that, like, wait a minute. All the people, because they uploaded a virus in them. And I guess they uploaded the virus in Rebecca Hall's character. But turns out she gets shot with a goddamn tank when they're firing at her anyway. And she's telling Johnny Depp to upload her into the system as well so she can spread the virus. Which he does, I'm assuming, because I'm not going to lie, I got kind of lost with what they two were doing. They were just talking to each other, and next time he touches her, and he starts turning all black and shit. And I'm just like, I don't even know what's going on now at this point. Yeah, and apparently Paul Bettany, he was just trying to fuck Rebecca Hall in this movie. But I don't know, I thought he was the best actor in here, but then again, I thought he was overplaying it too much because it just becomes kind of silly somewhere towards the end of the film to the point where I was just shaking my head at times. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say none of the performances here are good. Either you got some characters that are fucking bored out of their mind that don't even want to be there, Johnny Depp, or you just got characters here who don't even belong in the film. I don't even know why Morgan Freeman here. It's getting to a point now wherever I see Morgan Freeman, it's just he's playing the same character over and over again. The brothers' ranges of emotions are the same almost in every fucking movie. The only difference is in this movie is I don't think I saw him smile. I didn't see him showing any teeth at all. No, that's right, he didn't. He only smiled at Rebecca Hall when he gave her that note of getting the fuck out of here. But other than that, visually, I'll say it's pretty. I don't know if I really give a fuck about that, but yeah, I don't know. I don't give a fuck about that. What else can I say about the movie? The ending, it ends in a note where apparently that once that virus got uploaded, the internet crashed, and these people haven't lived with internet for, I think it was about 2 to 5 years, maybe. I can't remember in that time frame. So you got this scene of Paul Bettany in the nearby future, if you will, where I guess the government is really running over things. There's no more internet, no technology, I guess. And I think the movie could have been something cool if they would have said something like that, but I don't think the movie was smart enough to answer none of these questions that he was trying to throw in this film. I don't think it's a horrible premise. I thought it was actually pretty cool, but the execution is so goddamn sloppy. I mean, Jesus Christ. The film, let's just say this, in overall absurdity of it, the film is just a missed opportunity. Too many ideas and short on the execution, and it doesn't deliver it too well at all. I wasn't upset at the movie, but the movie ain't good at all. There's nothing really here to like. I mean, unless you just like special effects, which you can get that in any goddamn movie. You got the Avengers at home. Put that shit in a Blu-ray player and just watch that shit. Yeah, to get in my final thoughts here, once again, I have to say the premise is I thought the premise was pretty fucking cool before I saw the movie. The execution, this director just, and this director and this writer just doesn't have enough skills or experience to put this together and make the make it succeed or whatever. It was just sloppy, all over the place. Characters, you don't feel anything for any of them. Characters are just thrown in here, I think, just because Christopher Nolan has to have his certain amount of people that he works with in the film. So, something that intriguing. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever seen a movie that starts off with something interesting and intriguing, and then it just completely derails the longer it goes on. By the hour and a half mark, I was kind of done with the movie. I was slouching in my chair. This is a fuck it. I was trying to think of something positive to say where I can give it maybe just a low streaming or something, but nah, this is a fuck it. I mean, I wouldn't even tell anybody to stream this. You're not really missing much here. This movie, the only thing this movie did was prove that Johnny Depp, maybe your career is coming to an end. Maybe you just need to stop now. I think you look great when you put your makeup on and everything, when you do all that stuff, because I was like, wow, you really look like that character or something. But as far as your acting goes, man, you just need to completely stop, dude. Why don't you take this movie and transcend it into something that wasn't as fucking boring as this?
Where are you going?
Everywhere.
Your friend, you don't know the danger.
If she connects to the internet, the first thing it'll do is copy itself. And then there is no taking it down.
The real will die.
Whatever it is,
there's really an army out there.
What is this?
It's evolution.
This isn't evolution. It's an abomination.
What the hell's happening?
I'm able to fix them.
Gone too far, Will. Stop it!
I don't understand. This is the future.
This is not our future. Evelyn! You're not here with me.
You've changed. Have you fallen out of love with me?
No.
Have you?
If we don't stop him, it will be the end of man.